Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, la gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el amor del Padre y la comunión del Espíritu Santo estén con todos ustedes. Hermanos y hermanas, para celebrar dignamente estos sagrados misterios, reconozcamos nuestros pecados. Yo confieso ante Dios Todopoderoso y ante ustedes, hermanos, que he pecado mucho de pensamiento, palabra, obra y omisión. Por mi gran culpa. Por eso ruego a Santa María, siempre Virgen, a los ángeles, a los santos y a ustedes, hermanos, que intercedan ante Dios nuestro Señor. Dios Todopoderoso, tenga misericordia de nosotros, perdone nuestros pecados y nos lleve a la vida eterna. Amén. Let us pray. Almighty, ever draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Primera lectura. Lectura del libro del profeta Isaías. Esto dice el Señor: Todos ustedes, los que tienen sed, vengan por agua. Y los que no tienen dinero, vengan, tomen trigo y coman. Tomen vino y leche sin pagar. ¿Por qué gastar en dinero en lo que no es pan y el salario en lo que no alimenta? Escúchenme atentos. Y comerán bien. Saborearán latidos sustanciosos. Préstenme atención. Vengan a mí. Escúchenme y vivirán. Sellaré con ustedes una alianza perpetua. Cumpliré las promesas que hice a David. Palabra de Dios.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, what will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? No, in all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor present things nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, al enterarse Jesús de la muerte de Juan el Bautista, subió a una barca y se dirigió a un lugar aparto y solitario. Al saberlo, la gente lo siguió por tierra desde los pueblos. Cuando Jesús desembarcó, vio aquella muchedumbre, se compadeció de ella y curó a los enfermos. Como ya se hacía tarde, se acercaron sus discípulos a decirle: estamos en el despoblado y empieza a oscurecer. Despide a la gente para que vayan a los caseos y compra algo de comer. Pero Jesús les replicó: no hace falta que vayan. Denles ustedes de comer. Ellos le contestaron: no tenemos aquí más que 5 panes y 2 pescados. Él les dijo: tráiganmelos. Luego mandó que la gente se sentara sobre el pasto. Tomó los 5 panes y los 2 pescados y, mirado al cielo, pronunció una bendición. Partió los panes y los dio a los discípulos para que los distribuyeran a la gente. Todos comieron hasta saciarse, y con los pedazos que habían sobrado se llenaron 12 canastos. Los comieron entre unos 5,000 hombres, sin contar a las mujeres y a los niños. Palabra del Señor.
It was once pointed out to me that I'm a right-brained person. I never gave that much thought, but maybe that explains some things. You know, because you use the right side of your brain, that means different things come into play. But I've often noticed that things fascinate me that don't seem, and I wonder if they really fascinate other people, or do I need to rethink what fascinates me? Who knows? Being 61, I don't know that that's going to change. But I was working with a deacon once in a previous assignment, and he used to say, if there was something going on in the parish or something was, you know, there were some interesting things going on and people's tempers seemed to be flared or something, he would say, it's all drama. It's all drama. And growing up, drama was another name for a play. There were dramas that were tragedies, there were dramas that were comedies. But a play was a drama. I never heard drama used in the way that the deacon was using it. So it started to make me wonder, you know, where's that coming from? And then I've noticed over time that a lot of people say things like that. If there's something intense going on, whether in the home or in an office setting, in the parish, wherever, people will say it's all drama. Which, you know, why are we using the word in that sense? I mean, did we all sit too close to the television when we were watching soap operas or novellas? And all of a sudden we think that's life, that, you know, these sensational things and all the uproar it causes, that's life? Which got me to wonder if that's what we think life is, the big things. What about the little things? Because there are little things in life. I mean, look at our liturgical calendar. It's divided so that there's Advent and Christmas, then ordinary time. Then there's Lent, the Triduum, Easter, then there's ordinary time. And the ordinary time of the church is the longest season of the year. That's what we're in now. That's why the color is green. This is the longest season of the year. It's divided into two parts. You know, a lot of people can see God at work in the Advents and in the Christmases, in the Lents and in the Easters, the big things. But do we recognize that God is working in the ordinary humdrum every day of life? In the same old thing day in, day out, God is present. It's not just in the dramatic things, but it's in the simple things. I sometimes wonder if we're beginning to think that God's only in the Cecil B. DeMille type productions and not in the simple home videos of life. Well, throughout the scripture, it's made very clear to us that God is in the small things. The most classic example for me is Elijah. When he's going to search for God, he goes into the hills. There's an earthquake and there's a fire, but God's not in any of that. But then there's a still, small voice. And there is God. Not in the big thing. And even as the Gospels are written, Jesus makes it very clear throughout the Gospels that in the small things, God is present. Things are happening. A little is enough. It doesn't have to be the big dramatic, but a little can go a long way. Reminds us of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. She didn't come up with the title The Little Way just so she could write a book. That was something she dwelled on and understood, that in the small, little, everyday, humdrum things of life, God is present. Do we understand that? Do we recognize that? Or does that pass us by because we think of God in the big things? Here's a perfect example of Jesus teaching us that understanding. In a unique setting, but nevertheless, it's a good teaching of this truth. Let's set the scene. John the Baptist has died. He's been beheaded. So Jesus withdraws. Jesus needs to get away. It doesn't say why he has to, but he has to remove himself. We come to points in our life where we need to remove ourselves from all that's going on in life. I mean, life is full of so many distractions. We can get distracted by the distractions, and so we're not really understanding who we are. We need to find ourselves because of some situation or something that's happened, so we understand that need to withdraw. Now, sometimes withdrawal is forced. That we're not too keen on. But there comes those times when we need to withdraw. We need to put things into perspective. We need to get a handle on who I am in relationship with God and with this world he's put me in. And so those moments can be dear ones and important ones. So Jesus is withdrawn, but the crowds find out that he's withdrawn and they go look for him. And when Jesus gets off the boat for this withdrawal, there they are. But his compassion is huge. Jesus sees that the people are in need. They're not just there to bother him. They're in need. So Jesus' need for a time of withdrawal is not as large as his compassion for the people who are in front of him. And so he ministers to them. He reaches out to them and cures their sick. But evidently this has been going on for a while, because now we're at evening. And the disciples are beginning to get a little fidgety. And they have an answer, a pastoral answer to the situation that they find themselves in. Tell them to go. This is a deserted place. It's late. They'll need to look for food. So you need to let them go, because we don't have that much here. You know, the people have not indicated anything about being hungry. It makes you wonder if the disciples are hungry. And since they know that they only have a little bit, maybe they're concerned because all these people, you know, if we start eating and they're not, there may be a little unrest. There may be some drama, huh? So we need to let them go. That's the pastoral decision of the disciples. These people need to go. But Jesus says, no. Feed them yourselves. All we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's enough for 12, 13 of us. Maybe not quite enough, but that's all we have. There's 5,000 plus people according to the gospel. Can't do it. Jesus has them sit down. He takes the food, blesses it, gives it to the disciples, who in turn give it to the people, and there is enough left over for 12 wicker baskets. The message here, I think, is very strong. A little is enough. God blesses this little bit of food, and through the blessing, it is able to continue and continue and continue, so that all of these people are fed. to the point of satisfaction, and there's leftovers. Jesus, I think, is saying that a little is enough. We sometimes get bogged down in quantity and what, how much and all of that. But through God's blessing, the ministry that we engage in, whatever that ministry is enough, can reach people, can help. Maybe we wonder, but it can, because God has blessed it. Because God, in giving it his blessing, enables it to continue. This, of course, foreshadows the Eucharist. What happens when we receive the Eucharist? We receive the body and blood and soul and divinity of Jesus. From human eyes, it looks like a small portion. But what happens? If we understand what this gift of the Eucharist is all about, we take that body, blood, soul, and divinity into ourselves, and that fills us up. That fills us up, that helps us continue to grow in our faith, and we are able to take the benefits from this Eucharist out these doors and into a world that needs to know of God's love. This food continues. It's not just for me. If I am here simply because I am going to receive the Eucharist, I don't understand this sacrament. Yes, I will receive, but it doesn't stay with me. Through the reception of that Eucharist, it enables me to share the faith, to grow in the knowledge and love of God, and to let that pour forth from me into how I live out my day or week, whatever it would be, that I am continuing to be a messenger of God's love, a minister of God's gifts, and a person who is enabling others to experience the love of God through Jesus Christ. I'm not here just for myself, but I am here that in the growth that will occur within me, that's something that others can experience through my words and through my actions. So a little is enough. God is in the little things. It's not just in the big drama, but God is in the little things. May we understand this wonderful message that Jesus is teaching us here. And may we continue to take whatever gifts we have, as little as we may think those gifts are, may we continue to reach out with those gifts to others so that the gospel is experienced by others, that God's love is experienced through our words and actions, and that the love of God can continue to have an impact in a world that needs to understand that love more fully. God is in the ordinary humdrum every day of life and in the little things. May we believe that and continue to live that out as his disciples. The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our prayers and petitions before the Lord, who answers all our needs.
For the church, that we may continually rededicate ourselves to feeding the hungry, satisfying the thirsty, clothing the naked, welcoming the stranger, caring for the ill, and visiting the imprisoned, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Que los líderes de todo el país y del mundo puedan trabajar juntos. Roguemos al Señor.
Roguemos, Señor.
For those who are unable to join us around this table, and for those who bring the Eucharist to them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por todos y cada uno de nosotros, para que formemos una comunidad acogedora que siempre invita a los de corazón sincero a venir a esta fiesta con nosotros. Roguemos al Señor.
Te rogamos, Señor.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Guadalupe Garcia and Mary Sarate, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Dios provido que tu generosidad sea para nosotros un modelo y una inspiración en nuestros esfuerzos para compartir con los necesitados. Escucha las necesidades que te hemos presentado y favorécenos con todos los dones buenos. Por tu Hijo Jesucristo, nuestro Señor. Amén.
Oh,
El Señor reciba de tus manos este sacrificio para alabanza y gloria de su nombre, para nuestro bien y el de toda su santa iglesia. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and, accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you. Through Christ, our Lord. El Señor esté con ustedes. Levantemos el corazón. Demos gracias al Señor nuestro Dios. En verdad, es justo y necesario, es nuestro deber y salvación, darte gracias siempre y en todo lugar, Señor, Padre Santo, Dios Todopoderoso y Eterno, por Cristo, Señor nuestro, quien, compadecido del extravío de los hombres, quiso nacer de la Virgen María. Muriendo en la cruz, nos libró de la muerte eterna, y resucitando de entre los muertos, nos dio vida eterna. Por eso, con los ángeles y los arcángeles, con los tronos y dominaciones, y con todos los coros celestiales, cantamos sin cesar el himno de tu gloria. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo, tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo, que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dándote gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo, tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el misterio de la fe. Así pues, Padre, al celebrar ahora el memorial de la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y el cáliz de salvación, y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo. Acuérdate, Señor, de tu iglesia extendida por toda la tierra, y con el Papa Francisco, con nuestro obispo Michael, y todos los pastores que cuidan de tu pueblo, llévala a su perfección por la caridad. Acuérdate también de nuestros hermanos que se durmieron en la esperanza de la resurrección y de todos los que han muerto en tu misericordia. Admítalos a contemplar la luz de tu rostro. Ten misericordia de todos nosotros y así con María, la Virgen, Madre de Dios, su esposo San José, los apóstoles y cuantos vivieron en tu amistad a través de los tiempos, merezcamos por tu Hijo Jesucristo compartir la vida eterna y cantar tus alabanzas. Por Cristo, con él y en él, a ti, Dios Padre omnipotente, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo, todo honor y toda gloria por los siglos de los siglos. The Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el mismo sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardentemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no puedo hacerlo sacramente. Ven a menos escúpremente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permites que me separe de ti. Amén.
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption. Through Christ, our Lord. Today is David Lewis's birthday. I've been told that that's something that happens at the cathedral. He's one of the ushers, the gentleman to my right in the second section. So happy birthday. And may God watch over all of us as we continue to go through this pandemic. El Señor esté con ustedes. La bendición de Dios Todopoderoso, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, descienda sobre ustedes.
Vayamos adelante. La misa ha terminado.
Demos gracias a Dios.